Drake's reps shoot down arrest rumors. Jay-Z insists he's not retired again. And Dave Coulier reflects on hearing You Oughta Know. It's Friday, July 15th, and here are your latest music news headlines brought to you by The Filter. Police in Stockholm, Sweden, and reps for Drake have both shot down reports that the Canadian rap star was arrested for marijuana possession. The denials came after rumors swirled on social media late Thursday that Drake was in custody after being busted at a nightclub, sparking the hashtag #FreeDrake. The Hollywood Reporter said Drake's team categorically insisted he was in his hotel in Stockholm and had not been arrested. A police spokesperson told Daily Beast, "I can confirm that he is not in custody." Drake arrived in Sweden's capital on Wednesday. In 2019, rapper ASAP Rocky was arrested in Sweden for assault. He was convicted after spending about a month in jail and given the suspended sentence. A year earlier, G-Eazy pleaded guilty to assault and drug possession charges in Sweden. Jay-Z has said that he isn't making any music right now, but that doesn't mean he's taking himself out of the game. "I don't know what happens next," the 52-year-old rap star told Kevin Hart on Heart to Heart. "I'm not actively making music or making an album or plans to make an album, but I never want to say I'm retired. It's a gift, and who am I to shut it off? It's open to whatever. It may have a different form. Maybe it's not an album. Maybe it is. I have no idea, but I'm just going to leave it open." Jay-Z, who hasn't released a collection of his own music since 2017's 444, announced his retirement in 2003, but then he made 2006 Kingdom Come. "I just needed a break," he recalled. "I really thought I was burned out at the time. I was releasing an album every year, 96, 97, 98, and then in between that, soundtracks and other people's albums, Rockefeller, touring back to back. And you know, I just looked up one day and said, I'm tired. I'd never been on a vacation until I want to say like 2000, my whole life, and I was just really burnt out at that moment." Dave Coulier opened up this week about the first time he heard Alanis Morissette's You Oughta Know, a song widely believed to be about him. The former Full House star told Faction Talk that he was driving to Detroit in 1995 when the Ottawa-born singer's breakthrough single came on the radio. "I was listening to the lyrics and was like, oh no, I can't be this guy," Coulier recalled. He drove to a record store and bought Jagged Little Pill, and then sat in his car and listened to it. "There was a lot of familiar stuff in there that her and I had talked about," he said. On Right Through You, Morissette sings, "Your shake is like a fish," with Coulier said evoked a dead fish handshake they had. Asked about the "Would she go down on you in a theater" line in You Oughta Know, Coulier quipped, "You know, you try the popcorn cup trick one time and it backfires on you." Coulier said after listening to the whole album, he thought, "I think I may have really hurt this woman." Asked whether Coulier is the subject of You Oughta Know by Howard Stern early this year, Morissette replied, "People talk about who the song's about, and they will continue to, and I will never confirm or affirm who it's about, and I will never will. Well, I really shouldn't never say never, because I may well do it one day. The thing is, there was no one in the studio when I wrote the song, so no one actually knows." The actor, now 62, said he reconnected with Morissette several years later, and she couldn't have been sweeter. Morissette met Coulier at the 1993 All-Star Game in Montreal, where she performed the national anthem. At the time, she was 4 months shy of her 19th birthday, and he was 33. "I never saw this angry white girl thing that people kind of coined her as," Coulier said. "She was funny, she was sweet, she was super intelligent, super talented." He said when his sister Sharon was dying of cancer, Morissette drove from Toronto to Detroit with her guitar and sat with my sister playing songs and singing to her in the hospital. That's the type of human being she is. Thanks to John R. Kennedy for today's stories. Visit iHeartRadio.ca for all latest music news and subscribe to this podcast on iHeartRadio for new episodes of The Filter every day. And thanks for listening.